May 9th, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, live your lives in holy love as a means of avoiding purgatory or shortening your stay there. In purgatory, you suffer alone except for the presence of your guardian angel. The closer you are to your angel in the world, the closer he will be to you in purgatory. To experience even the highest level of purgatory is to feel abandoned and without me. This is why you must pray for the poor, suffering souls who have no means of helping themselves. Do not think that an honored position in the world exonerates the soul from purgatory. There are many bishops' mitres floating amidst the flames there, many judges' gavels as well. Remember, you will be judged on what is in your hearts as you draw your last breath. I speak to you as a means of fostering holy love in your hearts. Surrender to me all that is meaningless. How others regard you, that is a big opening to lies, devotion to worldly allurements, and selfish orientation. Center your lives on heaven and on spending all eternity with me. I am loving you and calling you into heaven. A note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 2, 1 through 4, and chapter 4, 7 through 8. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all men, for kings, and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life, godly and respectful in every way. This is good, and it is acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Have nothing to do with godless and silly myths. Train yourself in godliness, for while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.